Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Daltremont-Smith, your host for tonight's edition. And our topic for this evening is Lehigh Valley Beer Week, the fifth edition thereof, that begins this coming weekend. And I'm joined in the studio tonight by three eminent brewers here in the Lehigh Valley. We have Chris Bowen with us. And Chris, in addition to being a brewer, is also the new president of Lehigh Valley Beer Week. And we have Chris Wilson, who is the brewer from Weibacher's Brewery in Easton. And we have Jim Yergi, who is the brewer and owner of the new brewery in Emmaus, Yergi Brewing. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you for taking time out at probably this pretty busy time for you, 5 days before Lehigh Valley Beer Week begins.
Thank you for having us, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks. that you're down here, and always a pleasure to cover this event from my perspective. Well, so tonight we're covering culinary arts, but particularly the brewing arts, and we like to do this a couple of times a year. Chris, let's talk first of all about Lehigh Valley Beer Week. What is it? How did it come about? We're now in the fifth year, and you are the new president in the job for, 4 weeks or so?
About 4 weeks ago, I think I was elected as president to the Lehigh Valley Beer Week. Sort of last minute, we had a change of presidents and decided to put in an application to sort of host it this year. So I'm lucky to do so. Lehigh Valley Beer Week is in its fifth year. Originally started out of the Brewworks in Allentown. Jesse Albertson took the idea from watching Philadelphia Beer Week or Philly Beer Week grow and said, why couldn't we do that here in the Lehigh Valley? We had a growing scene back then. It's interesting, you know, we've added to the venue list and to the brewers list each and every year. And this year, a couple of changes, but the focus, I think, is a little bit more on beer in the Lehigh Valley, which is really exciting.
It certainly is, considering the number of brewers we now have in the Lehigh Valley, and we were just counting beforehand.
Yeah.
We're up to something like 15 now, whereas when Lehigh Valley Beer Week began 5 years ago, we had three, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think there were three breweries to pull from. So we were, you know, utilizing a larger, you know, a variety of beers from all over the country in the sort of the craft movement. But we're so fortunate here in the Lehigh Valley to have so many people have choices of local beer, fresh made beer. So we're able to transition into a more local variety of flavors.
Yeah, which I think is exactly what people are looking for. You've got a huge amount of venues. First of all, Chris, mention the website where people can find information.
Sure. The best place to get information is to go directly to our website, which is LehighValleyBeerWeek.com. We're also on Facebook as Lehigh Valley Beer Week, also Twitter, Instagram, and all the other
ones social
that I'm not
media.
Even sure of, but we're out there and getting you know, spread across social media, so we're not hard to find.
Yeah, good. And I will recommend that website, because we're going to talk about some of the events, but there's about 120 events happening?
Yeah, it's growing every day. I added, just between yesterday afternoon and this morning, I think I added on nearly 50 new events. So with the transition to me as president in the last minute, we're getting a lot of last minute things. So I'll take the blame for that this year.
I'll take the blame or the credit.
So the credit.
It looks like it's probably the biggest one ever.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah,
I believe so. Weyerbacher's doing 19 events by ourselves.
Yeah, we have 75 venues that are participating so far.
Wow, 75 venues. And basically stretching from Easton down in the south down to...
Yeah, we have from Easton to Emmaus and everywhere in between. And then we cover some areas in the south.
Spinnerstown as well, even further south, right?
Yeah, our friends from Spinnerstown, you know, the Dales operate the Spinnerstown Berry Beer Friendly. They've been involved since the beginning. Coopersburg, you know, and all over the greater Lehigh Valley. So,
including out into Kutztown as well, I think, right?
Yeah, correct.
All right, so pretty big area, so pretty sure you can find something happening in your part of the Lehigh Valley on any night of Beer Week, which officially opens on Saturday night and runs Saturday through Saturday, although there actually is an unofficial event on the Friday night, right?
Yeah, there is one unofficial. You know, you can't wait to get started on these things. I know it's Monday and we're all itching to get a beer and get ready to go. I think there is so far one on Friday night, but really the exciting part is, Chris and Weyerbacher are going to be opening the tap on our new beer, which I'll let him talk more about, but that'll be Saturday the 18th at noon.
Okay, why don't we talk about that right now, and then we'll come back to some of the events. That's good. There's always a signature beer for the event, and Chris, you've been the lead brewer on it with a cooperative group of the Lehigh Valley Beer Guild.
Yeah, it was definitely a true collaboration in that we had representation from all the brewers in the valley. There were some good pictures taken, so it shows what we actually do, which is stand around and talk a lot. But it was very good. We got together weeks in advance, kind of planning out a recipe, and then a few of the guys came in and actually helped smell hops for the beer. So, we got together and really did it right.
So it's a change this year. Previous years, it's been a winning home brewer from an event that took place, I guess, at the Brew Works in August. And Jim, who's sitting here patiently waiting to get a word in, Jim Yerge was a winner 2 years ago, and we had him in the studio here 2 years ago when his brew was selected to be brewed commercially at the Brew Works and was a signature beer for Beer Week 2015. Right. This year now, slight change in the way things are done, and you have an august group of all of the brewers of the Lehigh Valley Beer Guild. But it's been brewed at Weyerbacher's, so you've been the lead brewer, Chris, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we brewed it at the facility, and we packaged it just about a week ago. So,
And I can see you have a sample on the counter right in front of us.
That's what I want to get to.
Which you guys are going to taste, and because this will be the first time it will actually have a public tasting prior to, and this isn't really public, but it'll have a tasting outside Weyerbacher's prior to the first official tasting when the festival opens, which will be at
Weyerbacher on this Saturday at noon.
Okay, wow. So tell us, before you open it, tell us a bit about the beer and how did you come
to
choose
that particular beer?
I can see that, yeah.
Well, our first goal is a simple one, which was to make a beer that we wanted to drink. So that's a good start.
Yeah.
Maybe more importantly to everyone else, that it sell well. So IPAs are what's really popular. But we decided to do something a little bit different, kind of put a Belgian spin on the beer. So essentially that means we're taking a regular American IPA recipe and using a Belgian yeast strain. And that just gives it a little bit extra fruitiness, makes it finish dry, and then allows the hops that we use to really pop.
So. Okay. And the hops are American hops, presumably.
They are. Yeah. There's actually five hops in it. Apollo for bittering, and then Simcoe, which is a relatively new hop on the street right now. Centennial, Denali, and Calypso are the other.
Calypso. I've not heard of that one.
Yeah. Very, very tropical beer. So it's got some pineapple. The Simcoe even this year came out with a little pineapple, so it's got that, some citrus flavors, so very fruity, delicious beer, I got to tell you.
All right, open it.
You're going to twist my arm now.
I'm going to twist your arm. But you grow some of your own hops as well, I think, at Weyerbacher, right?
We used to. We stopped doing that because apparently growing hops is hard.
Okay, so we will focus on doing what you do best, but people are growing hops here, and I know I'll give a promo for Thursday. We'll talk more about that at the total end-to-end craft beer industry here in the Lehigh Valley, which has absolutely exploded. As we just mentioned, 5 years ago, there were three breweries here in the Lehigh Valley, three craft breweries. Now there's roughly 15 or so. So tune in if you'd like to hear more about that on Thursday evening, and I'll be back as your host again for Lehigh Valley Discourse, and we'll have a one-hour program, and Chris Bowen will be back for that program, and we will be talking about both the brewing here in the Lehigh Valley, all of the craft brewing, as well as the supply chain and the distribution and all the craft beer bars and tap rooms that we have available to us here in the Lehigh Valley. So that's Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Okay, so you guys are going to taste it and then give some comments on it. You all had input into the brewing. Tell us Are you pleased how it's come out, and has it come out as you expected?
I'm very pleased. I can't say what I said when I tried it the first time on the air, but it's very good. It's a very simple malt recipe, so it's just a little bit. It's mainly Pilsner malt, a little bit of wheat, and then a touch of a malt called Caro Aroma, which is a little color and a real big little malty note that goes along with the hops. So.
Color looks beautiful for me.
Another nice color. Cheers. You have straw, maybe a copper, and nice white head. Great aroma. Cheers.
Okay,
cheers.
How's your verdict? I will get to taste this after we come off the air.
How long are you on the air?
I can see some smiles on faces here. Okay. So,
wonderful.
And it
definitely
has a name
fruity,
this year.
A lot of fruity hops and some nice Belgian notes.
Okay, and Jim knows his hops there, all right. All right. So you have that in store for you as the signature beer of Lehigh Valley Beer Week. And as Chris mentioned, it will have its first tapping at Weyerbacher's Tap Room at noon when the beer festival opens on Saturday. The beer has a name. We didn't share
the
name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The beer is called Guildy Pleasure, and that comes from the Brewers Guild getting together and brewing the beer. It was our pleasure.
Guildy Pleasure, right. And nice.
Soon to be the drinker's pleasure.
Yeah, a good name. By the way, will you brew that? Will that continue to be a Weyerbacher brew? Or is this just a one-off and it's the only chance for people to taste this particular beer?
That's a great question. And we just talked about that at our last guild meeting where we brewed it. So technically we own the beer that we're selling, but we're not going to own the recipe. That's going to belong to the guild, so guild members can brew it for themselves and sell it out of their own pubs. Or we talked about doing many collaborations through the year and brewing it again at different breweries around the valley.
Interesting. So it actually makes a vehicle for collaboration, and I'm picturing a tasting one night where there's 12 taps and there's 12 different versions of the same recipe.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. Well, the idea is for the guild is to promote Lehigh Valley beer. So beer, we're slightly different and kind of piggybacking on Beer Week, and that Beer Week is all beer, and the guild is specifically to promote beer in the valley, or sorry, brewers in the valley.
Yep, and very much collaborative, and we will be talking more about that on Thursday night as well. All right, we're heading towards a break, but Chris, just quickly pick out, give us your mention of a few of the amongst the 120 or even more events happening, pick out a few that, from your perspective, are highlights.
Sure. There's a couple of different events. I just jot a few down that caught my eye as I was entering them into our calendar. Strange Brew Tavern over in the south side of Allentown. Great beer pub. Avery Brewing Company out of Boulder, Colorado, is doing what they call a total takeover. I think they have 24 taps there, Bill.
I believe I read that on the page. Yes.
Yeah,
24 taps.
Avery beers, from their common varieties to their uncommon varieties. So a lot of choices there of all Avery beers. That's a special one. Along the same themes, Avery also has a beer dinner with their rep, Susie Woods. I've gone to a beer dinner with her before. Not very knowledgeable. That's down at Spinnerstown. And I believe that's the following day, if I'm not mistaken. Goose Island's having their release of 2014, which is a three-year-old Bourbon County Coffee Stout. That one's interesting to me. I love that beer. And it's aged about 3 years, I guess. That's over at Keystone Pub in Bethlehem. Then a chance to get to know the Lehigh Valley Brewers in the Guild is the Guild has a brunch at Two Rivers on Sunday. So Sunday brunch at Two Rivers, always a good idea. That's at 11 o'clock, and you get to meet some of the people that made this beer, the Guilty Pleasure beer, and talk brewing and all things beer with Lehigh Valley locals. And then the last one, unfortunately on the same day, I'm going to spend time, I think, at both, is Sunday brunch with Carol Stout from Stoutsbury in Adamstown, celebrating 30 years.
Wow. Yeah, they're one of the original beers, not quite in the Lehigh Valley, but serving the Lehigh Valley and with a really good reputation. So,
That's at Porter's Pub on the 19th as well.
Okay, thanks, Chris. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking with Jim Yergi about what's happening at Jim's new pub, Yergi Brewing, and then we'll come back to Chris and her and hear a bit more what's happening at Weyerbacher Brewing as part of Lehigh Valley Beer Week right after this brief break.
WDIY is throwing a party, and you're invited. Join us for a night of live music, food, drinks, and fun as we celebrate WDIY's 22nd anniversary, featuring a performance from Steve Broski and his Big Little Band, Saturday, March 4th at the Ice House in Bethlehem. Get your tickets today at WDIY.org. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and a special theme there, a little bit of traffic doing John Barleycorn in honor of Lehigh Valley Beer Week. We are talking with Jim Yogi, Chris Bowen, and Chris Wilson. Chris Wilson from Wybackers and Chris Bowen, president of Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and Jim Yogi, owner and brewer of the new brewery in Emmaus, Yogi Brewing. Jim, welcome. Welcome back. You were here 2 years ago when you were the recipe owner, the homebrew winner of the signature beer 2 years ago. Now you're a commercial brewer running your own place. Congratulations. Tell us what it's like having crossed across that line from a home brewer where it was a hobby to...
It's busy.
It's busy. but you look happy.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm having a great time. That beer week was really what made me, you know, everything that happened associated with it, going out and doing the Meet the Brewer events. Of course, at that point, I was retired from my first career, so I was able to pretty much go out every night and have a good time with the Meet the Brewer events. And I had been seriously thinking about opening a brewery because I wasn't ready to completely retire and do nothing. And that week pretty much made my mind up, and I started really looking hard for places to set it up. And Emmaus has a lot of good walking traffic, and I happened to find a place there right next to Triple Sun Spirits Distillery that was getting set up at the same time. And that's how we ended up in the same building, about a block from Funk Brewing.
Right.
All of which I think has worked out really well. And Emmaus is a great, great town.
So a real little destination for a night out of craft beer and craft spirits. Yeah, I'm sure that's really helping revitalize downtown Emmaus as well, huh?
It's a lot of fun. It's good to collaborate with all the local, the local folks, the pizza place across the railroad tracks, the theater up the street. We actually do collaborations with both of those groups on a routine basis. We're kicking off Beer Week with our Flight Fights, which is a little friendly competition. The Emmaus Theater will be doing their BYOB movie, which is Fight Club. So we're going to do Flight Club, which is basically just a little competition. You get some flights, and we'll explain all the rules when you get there. It's a little more complicated than we need to go through here, but basically the winner is going to get some free Yergi Brewing adult sippy cups to take full of beer up to the movie.
Wow! So you can actually take a beer into the movie house, and you can actually
absolutely
carry a beer from.
Well, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, pretty good. Wow. Okay. Hey, times are getting enlightened. we have progress.
We are making progress.
And you'll have eight different beers of your beers will be involved in the two flights, right?
That's correct. Well, actually, Actually, people will have nine to choose from because we'll obviously have the Guilty Pleasure on tap as well.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. Also, your beers, that event is happening at your place.
That's correct.
You have your beers will be on tap at a few other venues in the Lehigh Valley, right?
That's right. The Hoptilicious, which is the one that was the LVBW3, will be on tap over at Strange Brew for their hop...
Hop Heaven
on Tuesday night. Wednesday evening, the Trapdoor's doing a beer pairing with three of our beers. And Friday, Scott at Strange Brew's doing another event, another food event, which will have our session IPA, and Pub on Main will have Hop Delicious on Saturday. So a few different places, which for a new brewery, it's a lot of fun to do that.
Right, and it's getting some good exposure, right?
That's great, yep.
Right, and for Strange Brew, I believe that's the first that they're actually doing a beer dinner, and they have your beer and another brand new brewery here, Cove Brewing.
Cave.
Thank you.
Yep.
We'll be there as well, right? So lots of new stuff. Thanks, Jim. The clock is ticking here. And so let's move on to Chris Wilson. And Chris, tell us what's happening at Weyerbacher, both of events at Weyerbacher's own tap room. You already mentioned the noon tapping of Guilty Pleasure.
Yeah, the next big thing would be actually the same day we're releasing a beer called Brauheist, which is a collaboration with a German brewer, which is Tolzer Milchbrau. I covered my mouth there because I can't pronounce it right. But they're in just outside of Munich, Germany. So it's a Weizenbock, 10.1%, very malty, delicious, little balanced banana flavor with the esters. So it's very, very good. So that'll be Saturday as well. So another bonus to come out on Saturday.
Is that beer going to be served in Germany as well? Is it a collaborative?
Yeah, we actually brewed a batch here in the States, a large batch, about 40 barrels, and then we went to Germany in November and brewed a batch at their brewery as well. But they're going to sell all of theirs in Germany, and 40 barrels of our batch will go into Germany and be distributed throughout.
Wow, nice.
So they're very excited about that, and we are too.
Yeah, I mean, it's magnificent, all the good American beers, where you can now manage to find some in Europe, and it's driven changes in what's happening on the European beer scene as well.
They've got a nice craft brew market going on there. But just getting back to the tap room, we don't have a lot of special events set up. We just have the normal awesomeness of being open every day and promoting beer every day. So,
okay,
come by for a pint. I would also suggest that get out and visit the breweries that are part of the Lehigh Valley. You know, get out to Bond and Lost Tavern and
definitely
Jim's Place.
Yep,
right for Guilty Pleasure there, and your beers. I noticed on the website.
Works.
Begley's, of course.
Yeah, we do have a lot of nice events.
You do, yeah. I noticed the Spinners Town Hotel and Purdy Baker's and the Hamilton Kitchen, the Trapdoor, Grain, Queen City Barbecue. Yeah, are you doing a beer trivia at Two Rivers as well, I think, right?
Yeah. At the there's a few I would get to. We're releasing a lot of, or not releasing, we're going to have, as part of our tap takeover, a lot of really cool versions of Sunday Morning, our coffee breakfast stout. And you might see some vintage anniversary beers out there as well.
Wow. What a week is going to be next week. We have about 1 minute left. Any final comments, any picks of any other? Chris gave his pick of other events. Want to highlight one or two that are not your own event?
Well, he stole mine, though. I was gonna mention the Bourbon County event. That was my go-to.
I think what the public is be excited about is trying this Guilty Pleasure. It's really fantastic here, sitting and sipping it, and it's going to be available at a lot of different venues. Of course, we're kicking it off at Weyerbacher because we made it there, but it's also going to be available at many, many different venues. And just check back with the website. I think you'll really enjoy it and get to taste a locally produced beer. Meet the brewers, and get to taste something right from the Lehigh Valley here that we can all take pride in.
Absolutely. And again, the website, Chris?
It's www.lehighvalleybeerweek.com.
And it is a superb searchable site, so you can search by venue, you can search by brewery, you can search by date. And as Chris mentioned, it is getting updated every day.
Yeah,
I was on there this morning, and there was different stuff up by this afternoon. So do go back to it to check what's happening, because there are just so many different events on. All right, we are excited and looking forward to it. Thank you for listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. The movie review coming up right away that will end out Lehigh Valley Arts Salon this evening.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
After seeing The Founder, you may never look at a Big Mac in the same way again. The Founder is about Ray Kroc, played by a splendid Michael Keaton, a milkshake device salesman who bought out the McDonald's brothers, Richard, nicknamed Dick McDonald, played by a great Nick Offerman, and Maurice, nicknamed Mac McDonald, played by a fine John Carroll Lynch, whose San Bernardino restaurant was a model for fast food efficiency. The film's title, The Founder, is ironic. Ray Kroc was not the founder of the first McDonald's, but rather founded the corporation whose golden arches became synonymous with the fast food franchise business worldwide. The Founder is a fascinating glimpse into Ray Kroc's life as a salesman on the road, Ray Kroc's meeting the McDonald brothers, the McDonald brothers' struggles in the food business prior to their first successful restaurant, and the expansion of McDonald's, which led to beef and eventually a falling out between Kroc and the McDonald's. In the excellent hands of director John Lee Hancock, who has quite a way with biography and fact-based feature films, he directed Saving Mr. Banks and The Blind Side, and with a terrific screenplay by Robert D. Siegel, he wrote the screenplay for The Wrestler, The Founder uses a judicious mix of archival photos, recreations of 1950s and 1960s United States life, and direct-to-camera narration by Ray Kroc, played by Michael Keaton, to tell a story that goes well beyond what you may or may not know about Ray Kroc and the McDonald's empire. Michael Keaton is tremendous as Ray Kroc. If you're a Michael Keaton fan, The Founder is worth seeing for that reason alone. Michael Keaton, who was in Beetlejuice, Batman, Batman Returns, Spotlight, and was an Oscar actor nominee for Birdman, seems to be channeling some of his best roles. With that petulant pout of his, toothsome grin, fast-talking lisp, and resplendent darting eyes and contemplative face, his is a masterful performance. Michael Keaton has two equally strong and great character actors opposite him, Nick Offerman of TV's Parks and Recreation as the prickly, aptly named Dick McDonald, whose no-nonsense approach propels the restaurant and its performance, and John Carroll Lynch, TV's American Horror Story, as the dour Mac McDonald, the big, mostly silent brother. Linda Cardellini is wonderful as the effusive Joan Smith, the second wife of Ray Kroc. Laura Dern is the first wife, Ethel Kroc, and she sets just the right sympathetic tone. In supporting roles are Patrick Wilson and BJ Novak. The Founder is a tribute to the persistence of the American dream. The Founder is such an enjoyable movie-going experience that afterward, the popcorn and soda might not be enough. You may just want to get a McDonald's. The Founder is MPAA rated PG-13 for brief, strong language. Opening February 17 are The Great Wall. Director Yim Zhang directs Matt Damon, Ting Zhang, Pedro Pascal, and Willem Dafoe in the fantasy film about defending the Great Wall of China against a horde of monstrous creatures. Fist Fight. Richie Keane directs Christina Hendricks, Ice Cube, Charlie Day, and Juana Garcia Swisher in the comedy about two high school teachers involved in an after-school fight. A Cure for Wellness. Gore Verbinski directs Jason Isaacs, Mia Goth, Adrian Schiller, and the Lehigh Valley's Dane DeHaan in the thriller about a young executive who is sent to get his company's CEO from a wellness center in the Swiss Alps. I'm Paul Willestein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
And that brings to an end this evening's edition of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Time right now, about 10 seconds short of 6:30. And at 6:30, we bring you Take Charge of Your Life, right here on WDIY, 88.1 FM, and WDIY.org. Thanks for listening. Take Charge of Your Life, and that's followed by NPR Headline News at 7:01, and that's followed at 7:04 by Steve Aronson with Folk Classics. This is Take Charge of Your Life coming your way.
Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about the fact that there are over There are over 80 million baby boomers and their families who will be facing the overwhelming challenge of downsizing and relocating after decades of living in their homes. How true that is. And tonight we're talking about moving solutions, a Lehigh Valley senior moving management company that has been helping families throughout the valley through this transition for over 20 years. And my guest this evening